This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Get on the air on the radio here. The number is 855-453 like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord on air, calling mine rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. And here in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris.
And so welcome back to the program. This is actually my first live show in the main seat in like a week. Because we went to, more than a week, actually, we went to Vegas last week for a couple of different conferences, and so it's good to be back.
Yeah, I noticed you were not in the main seat the other day, and I was a little surprised, but...
Well, I'm usually not in the main seat on Thursday nights.
Oh, really?
And, Chris.
Okay.
Chris Reitman is our main host on Thursdays.
Yeah, usually I've always seen you in the main seat, but when you've...
Yeah, Chris has been doing a good job. He's been doing a good job holding things down here on Thursday nights, and we had a good time last night. And hopefully we'll have one tonight. There's lots of stuff to talk about in the news. Coming up, a digital tax from Europe that is somehow affecting American companies. At least that's my basic understanding of what
it
you told me.
It was targeting American companies.
Yeah.
Europe is targeting them basically for taxes. They're trying to extract money from the United States.
So that's on the way. You've got that story, Chris. Plus... in another tax-related news, a lot of people are talking about these Bitcoin letters from the IRS, and I have only heard the barest of minimums about this. I've had a couple people ask me if I've received one of these Bitcoin letters, and so is the idea the IRS is now threatening Bitcoin users directly? Is that what's going
on? Yeah, they're outright sending letters to what are probably Coinbase users entirely. Mm-hmm. I suspect it's probably entirely, at least at this point.
Because Coinbase they went users. After Coinbase, a year or two ago? And they
did. There was a previous story about how Coinbase was sued, and the judge basically said anybody, I think the amount was $20,000. Anybody who's done more than 20, now I don't know if that was in a year or if that was like total.
Could have been aggregate.
Right. But it was, I believe it was $20,000. Anybody who did more than $20,000
to purchase more than $20,000,
either or sold. I think it involved receiving, sending, or yeah, like a combination. So if you received more than $20,000, it would also, I guess, your name would be revealed to the IRS.
Mm.
But the good thing about that is that it also limits the number of people who are impacted. It appears to be about 10,000 people impacted.
Yeah, I heard it was 14,000, but yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, it was a little over 10,000. Sorry. You're right. It was like 14,000, I think, or 12,000 or something.
I suspect I am one of those people. I know for
sure
I bought more than that's worth of...
Interestingly,
from Coinbase?
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Interestingly about that, the Coinbase, the whole... the letters, or in the article, it basically even says that the IRS, not only are they going to go send these letters out, but they're already, they've already got cases that they're developing to persecute people. Or,
oh.
Well, they're going to use the word prosecute, but I would say persecute.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Certain people on that list, apparently. Hmm. So if you are one of these people who have done millions of dollars in, you know, transactions, you're probably one of the people who are going to be targeted and not reporting it.
Hmm.
So get ready, get yourself a lawyer and get yourself a what do you call that when you give the money to the lawyer, a
retainer.
Yeah. Yep, put that retainer, because once they come after you, they're going to seize your money, they're going to seize your assets, so you want that money.
Yeah.
With the lawyer so they can't seize that
right.
Ahead of actually.
Well, what are they alleging exactly? I mean, what is the point of this letter? Is it to say you bought Bitcoin, you're a bad boy, or like you owe us money because you bought a thing? I mean, is that a...
Well,
yeah,
certainly
I mean,
buying a thing can't be a taxable event.
Right.
They have to show income to you, and
yeah,
buying things is just spending. The other
so
thing
maybe
that would be really interesting,
it's a threat,
is how do they show that you own Bitcoin?
I don't know.
The letters are a threat is basically what they are.
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, they don't send out love letters.
Right. It's not necessarily that they are going to go after each individual, but certainly they are going to expect people to respond to these letters, and they're going to follow up on the letters. Mm-hmm. So they're going to, at a minimum, it sounds like they're going to, expect you to refile, is what the letter is demanding.
You've seen a copy of it?
I haven't seen a copy. I've only I've read the article, but this is what the article says, and I believe this was quoted from the letters, because some people have received the letters.
So is the idea – now, look, I'm not a tax expert.
Neither am I.
I don't believe in paying a criminal enterprise that threatens and harms peaceful people both here and abroad. So I object on moral grounds to government taxes, especially the IRS. But I've heard a thing or two. You know, we're close to the Bitcoin world here on Free Talk Live. We love cryptocurrency. And so I've heard people talk about how they're trying to tax people for cryptocurrency. And I've heard the claim is that you're somehow supposed to track, and I don't know how anyone is supposed to do this, you're somehow supposed to track which Bitcoins you bought at which price and at what price you sold those Bitcoins, and if you made money, meaning the value of the Bitcoin went up in the time between when you bought and sold the Bitcoin, that you're supposed to report that.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, theoretically, if you were to have an account and it had no money in it and you were to buy Bitcoin, you would know the price at which you bought it at. And is if you kept track of every time you either spent it, at what, you know, what price it was going for in the market, and then or if you sold it, you could potentially do that. The problem is that people, that's not really how cryptocurrencies are being used, at least not in the real world, unless you're solely an investor. So theoretically, if you're solely an investor, you can probably, you know, keep track to some degree. But if you're not and you're simply a user, it's nearly impossible
to do. What if I've got some Bitcoin that was given to me, right? So a long time ago, we sold ads for Bitcoin. We still do here on Free Talk Live. So somebody gave me some Bitcoin for some work that I did. We did some advertising for them. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, that I didn't pay for that Bitcoin. That Bitcoin was essentially worked for. What is the value of that Bitcoin?
And here's a good question.
And how do I determine? Hold on. How do I determine between whether or not, if it's all sitting in the same Bitcoin wallet, how do I know whether I just spent the Bitcoin, if I just bought at Hot Hogs today, as we did here in Keene, we went to our Bitcoin meetup here in town, and I bought some barbecue with some, in this case, Bitcoin Cash, but let's say I'd spent Bitcoin on that barbecue, how am I supposed to know whether or not that was the Bitcoin that I had received as a gift or in payment for a service versus what I purchased on Coinbase? I mean, is this even a possible thing to track?
I don't think it is in any real sense. Maybe if there was a wallet that somehow kept track of, you know, what part of the Bitcoin that you're sending out is what you received, but you couldn't do that in any kind of real manual fashion.
Right. Yeah. I mean, to some extent, there is the ability, like you're saying, if there was a program that could, at a granular level, determine that could be figured out. But there's no wallet that exists that's like that.
That's just not how
ridiculous.
It works. So, I mean, basically what they're asking is, you know, they're asking users to do the impossible, and now they're going to go after people at least who have any kind of large amounts of crypto.
So they're saying that, well, they don't ask, right? They're not asking anybody. They're telling you.
They're telling you to do something that you can't really do unless you have only ever bought Bitcoin or a cryptocurrency, held it in a wallet, and then at the same time when you go to sell, you've sold it.
Yeah,
and you've kept track in that sense. But there's no way if you've been adding crypto to that same wallet and spending it, there's no way to know.
Right.
So basically, they're treating it as if it's an investment, but we're not using it as an investment.
Right.
We're using it as a currency.
Right.
So I think there are going to be some very interesting cases that come out of this.
If somebody fights it.
Yeah, somebody's going to have to fight it in order to have an interesting case. And I don't even know, like, just because it's not possible doesn't necessarily mean that they're not going to win. And that's the other thing to be thinking about.
Well, there actually is.
The government asks for impossible all the time.
Yeah.
They basically use it in order to put their thumb on you and get you to do whatever the heck they want. You know.
Yeah. Well, there is a principle of common law that they can't prosecute you in theory for failing to do something which is impossible. That has been
they're going to argue that it is possible, but you would have to be, you know, a very, very technical, a lot of technical effort probably and energy would have to go into understanding exactly how the blockchain works. You'd probably have to be basically a programmer, and you would have to, you know, go in and figure out, like, each each transaction and figure out exactly what Bitcoin it came from. Like, I mean, what part of the Bitcoin that it was received that it
this
was pulled
so
from.
Difficult.
I mean, there's no way any sane person who's typical person who uses cryptocurrency as an end user would be able to do that.
Sometimes you can get the IRS to calculate your taxes. Maybe it would be interesting to say, okay, you do it. And then defend those numbers.
Right, but then again, they'd have to prove that you still have or sold the Bitcoin. They'd have to know what you did with the Bitcoin. And how are they going to know that unless you tell them? We're coming up here, 855-453. It's Free Talk Live.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Are you a prisoner? Are you stuck in a relationship where you're not allowed to do what you really want? Are you stuck in a job or business that sucks up your time and saps your freedom? That describes most men, but there's another way to live. I'm Caleb Jones, and my staff and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income, location-independent businesses and how to date women under your terms. Go to freelifeinfo.com to download 7 free books and podcasts so you can live a life like this too.
I'm a little obsessed with My Magic Mud. Several years ago, I met Jessica Armand, the founder and CEO of My Magic Mud, and I didn't even know my teeth were coffee stained. A week's worth of use convinced me, and now I use it every 3 or 4 days. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth, and I think it cleans better, too. My Magic Mud's available at most local health food stores, Sprouts, Natural Grocers, CVS, Walmart's Natural Beauty Aisle, but I can get it for you for 20% off with coupon code FTL20 at MyMagicMud.com. FTL20, MyMagicMud.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they were able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. Apparently, the IRS attempting to intimidate Bitcoin users. Now, we're going to get more details on this. We've been sort of talking generally about it, but there's you've got a story, Chris. We'll share that coming up here in moments. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us here on the radio, you can bring up anything that you want. It's 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And speaking of cryptocurrency, Free Talk Live is brought to you by Edge Wallet. Secure your freedom with Great Wallet. It's a cryptocurrency wallet, multi-crypto. It supports the original Bitcoin, BTC, as well as Ethereum, Ethereum tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Stellar, Bitcoin Cash, and more. In fact, I heard they just added Ravencoin to the latest update on Edge Wallet. You can get it for iOS as well as Android devices. You can buy, sell, trade, and securely hold cryptocurrencies on Edge. Edge.app is their website. They've been building wallets since 2014. These guys are great, and it's a great wallet. It's the one that I use more than any other. It's Edge Wallet. Go to Edge.app to learn more. As we go to your phone calls and thoughts, you can bring up whatever you want. Let's talk to Jeremy. He's in Arkansas watching us on YouTube. Go ahead, Jeremy.
Hey, guys. I was confused on, like, what I'm not kind of new to the whole Bitcoin thing, and I want to know, like, how does it work? I don't get it. I just don't understand how. Is it a virtual thing? It's like an app? Or
it's a series of tubes.
No, it's a good question, and it's obviously we can't get into the engineering details, all the real details on how it works. But basically, it's a decentralized, distributed ledger that's called the blockchain. That's what sort of backs.
Happen.
Yeah, I kind of knew it was going to happen too, and I didn't really have to dump it, but I just did anyway because dude's a jerk. So he didn't deserve to get that on the air. Anyway, but we can still answer his question. It's not a bad question.
Yeah, no stand between you and the stupidity.
Yep. Exactly. Somebody's got to do it. So anyway, decentralized ledger, distributed. Decentralized meaning it's not all in one location. It's not stored. It's not a file stored on one server in one rack somewhere in a server room. It's on thousands of servers all around the planet, the entire blockchain, which is the history. It's a ledger, so it's got the history of every transaction that's ever been made the entire time Bitcoin has been in existence, which is now more than a decade. It started in early 2009. And so every single transaction's there. So you've got a full record of everything that's happened. Now, not all cryptocurrencies have a public blockchain. There's some of them that are privacy-oriented, like Monero. For instance, that you can't look at anything from the outside publicly. So it's not all the same, but Bitcoin's the original, and that's the one that he asked about. Distributed, so you've got decentralized. It's not all in one location, so it can't be, they can't raid one place. The government can't just go into a server room, take a rack out of the, a server out of the rack, and shut this down, right? There's there's over 10, last time I checked, there were over 10,000 what they call full nodes. These are servers with the entire blockchain, which is now over 200 gigabytes of data, on their machines. So it's impossible to take this thing down. Even if they had a multi-jurisdictional, multi-governmental task force trying to simultaneously raid, as many of these locations as possible, it's just not going to be possible for them to take down all 10,000 of these locations. So it's distributed, which is to say that, again, it's over a large series of locations. This thing can't be stopped. That's one of the most important aspects of Bitcoin.
Yeah, it's I think the way to kind of explain it to people is it's sort of decentralized is sort of like email. Email is decentralized, but your emails are only going to ever be on maybe one or two servers. Whereas if it's
they pass through different servers, don't they? The emails on the way.
It's usually going to go well. I mean, it's going to pass through router points, I guess, but not really.
They could be sniffed out, though, because they're not encrypted generally, right?
Right.
It depends. In the general case, I mean, if you have a full mail server on your machine and the guy you're sending to has a full mail server on his machine, then and the MX records are set up that way, then you'll hit his machine directly. Mm. But most people go through at least one relay.
I see. Right.
So you just upload your mail to your ISP and let them deal with
the mail.
If you're not running Linux.
The mail ultimately gets stored in basically one location or two locations.
I see.
Because usually it gets stored in your sent folder on that person who's sending it and then in a receive folder, an inbox on the receive machine. But ultimately what happens is if those servers get, you know, knocked out, say the FBI raids, and they take those CISO servers, well, that email is no longer accessible anymore. With cryptocurrency, it's distributed. So you will have access no matter where, even if they were to seize your keys, for example.
Right.
You're still you could still potentially access it using your private key from anywhere still. So those
are a couple important aspects about cryptocurrency. It was created by somebody named Satoshi Nakamoto. We still don't know to this day who that person or group of persons is. But when you look at Satoshi's writings, some would say that it's pretty clear that he's a liberty-minded person, that he created or she created Bitcoin.
I don't think there's any question about that. Wasn't it in the white paper even, something to that effect?
Ostensibly, as I understand it.
Yeah, I mean,
I have not read the whole white paper.
I don't think anybody would say otherwise on regards to that.
I really
should read the white paper. It's kind of amazing that I haven't yet.
Right? Either. I haven't.
I
love the product. I mean, I don't really need to know all the math behind how it works. His idea, or her idea, or whoever it was that this would help kind of undermine the old money financial system because... Mm-hmm. You no longer have to ask permission to engage in buying a thing or getting this cryptocurrency or sending the cryptocurrency from one person, one part of the planet, to another person halfway across the world. If I want to send a value, if I want to send Bitcoin to somebody in Africa, as long as they have the internet, I can send it to them. In fact, they don't even have to have the internet at the moment that I send it to them. So long as I know what their wallet address is, as long as I have internet, I can send them the crypto, and then when they get to the internet, they can check their wallet, and it'll be there waiting for them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Effectively, it removes control from the banks and the government.
That's right.
And it puts it in the hands of the user.
Which is, it's important to, stop for a moment and focus on that, because that's really the paradigm shift here that is so critical that for our lifetimes and our grandparents' lifetimes and, their grandparents' lifetimes, it's always been the government and the banks that have been in charge of money. And I don't know if it's Rothschild, but there's one of those, elite banker guys who was famous for saying, and I'm sure I'm just paraphrasing it, but, I care not who makes the laws, give me control of the money, and that's all that matters, basically.
Mm-hmm. Right.
If you're in charge of the money system, you have the politicians in your pocket. You have control over so much. You can inflate the money supply, which is what we've seen with all government monies all around the planet. And so that's one of the things that Bitcoin is actually way better about than government money is the inflation rate is predictable with Bitcoin. We know that a certain amount of Bitcoin are going to come out every 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
There's, I think right now it's 12 and a half Bitcoin. That's the mining reward. And right now Bitcoin's worth about $9,500 per. So that's quite a large reward if you were able to find that what they call the blocks. So the miners look for the blocks that are part of the blockchain, and that's where all the transactions are recorded, and they get rewarded for that. So we know that over time more Bitcoin is going to come out, and we know how consistent and at what rate that's going to be. Whereas with politicians, we have no idea. We have no idea how they're going to turn on the printing presses and how much they're going to print out and how much quantitative easing they're going to do and who they're going to bail out. And we know they're going to. We just don't know at what clip.
A dollar's worth of politician's promise.
There you go. 855-450, free like freedom. You can join us here. It's Free Talk Live.
Don't you hate that feeling in the pit of your stomach when the police pull you over? Most people have no idea how to handle it properly, and they promptly get fed into the municipal fee-generating meat grinder. Or maybe you recall that feeling you get when you go to the mailbox and see one or more letters from the IRS. You get a sense of impending doom, don't you? So let me ask you, if you could learn how to use the law to beat the IRS, traffic tickets, almost any courtroom scenario, collectors, credit card debt, and even a mortgage debt because of fraud perpetrated against you, would that be worth knowing about? Don't laugh. Investigate. Check out the life-changing benefits of the Lighthouse Law Club at their website, lighthouselaw.club. That's lighthouselaw.club. And while you're at it, visit the Lighthouse Law Club YouTube channel. You might be in for a pleasant surprise.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House Judiciary Committee is announcing that they're working to obtain secret grand jury material from the Mueller report.
Speaking to reporters at the White House, President Trump shares his thoughts on the Democrats continuing to investigate his administration.
I think it's a disgrace what the Democrats are doing. It's so sad to see what they're impeding all of the good things that we're doing. Like, as an example, today it's the border, and we're strengthening up our border with a great country.
Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi says rift, what rift, when it comes to AOC.
So in our caucus, we have our differences. Respect that instead of making a big issue of it. Respect that. Those are our differences, and how we express ourselves as representatives of our districts is our responsibility.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Coming up more on this IRS threat letter that apparently is going to be going out to Bitcoin owners, or at least the people that the IRS believes owns Bitcoin. They have some records that they were given by the folks over at Coinbase, and this was, I don't know, like a year, maybe 2 years, almost 2 years ago.
Yeah, there was a court case.
Yeah, there was a court case, because Coinbase did fight, to Coinbase's credit, they did fight the IRS on this.
And they did win in some respects.
A reprieve
in terms of protecting their users.
Rather than having to turn over every user that has ever bought Bitcoin in any amount, they only had to turn over those who had purchased more than $20,000.
I'm not a fan of Coinbase, but I would say that they did do the right thing in this particular case, and at least trying to hide or protect their users.
Yeah, they didn't just roll right over and just cough up their database.
And the other thing is, at least in the defense of the guys who started Coinbase, I mean, this was something they started. All these businesses were started as hobbies, and so basically. And then you find out your hobby is suddenly a $1 billion business, and you ask yourself, do I want to keep that, or do I want to let the government take it away from me? I'm going to keep that. Now, maybe I'm going to sell it to some straight businessman who can run it so I don't have to be a part of it, but you really can't blame them for bending over. They always will if they pursue self-interest. If they don't pursue self-interest, then the government will take their stuff, and somebody who did pursue self-interest will be left standing in their place.
They'll put them in prison.
So,
yeah.
So really,
no, I never blame
the only solution
person.
Is to have distributed exchanges that cannot mm-hmm. Be shut down because there's no there.
Well, see, right. I think this is, in some respects, is the difference between an activist and, a business person. A business person says, how can I make the most amount of money? An activist is going to say, how can I prevent the government from taking over?
Yeah. And I
Which
don't ever,
may involve making as much money as possible I for think, a while also, because the more resources you have to fight, yeah, the better fight you're going to put up.
I think Bitcoin started out more as a activist project, and the people who came on board later were in it for the money. I mean, it no doubt attracted people who were in
That's
it for the
true.
Money.
Yeah.
And
as
the people
you would
who
expect.
Are into crypto now, I don't necessarily think I think there's a tiny percent of activists, but mm-hmm. it's mostly people who are in it. For
yeah, it's thing. Gone more mainstream for
right.
sure.
Right.
And I never blame a business owner for, jumping through the government hoops. Mm-hmm. They do what they feel like they have to do to do their business. They are in business to satisfy their customers, to bring a product or service to the marketplace, and hopefully people will be happy with it and they can make money on it. Although that said, I do really love a business owner who also isn't afraid to do a little bit of activism. I love it when
oh, sure.
a business owner actually does, because a business owner is familiar with taking risk, and so when they are willing yep. to put something on the line, in this case their freedom and their business and their license and whatever it is that they've built, to make a stand on principle, I want to support those people. I want to give those people my support. I want to give them publicity. I want to give them business if I possibly can, because I want to see them succeed. And, of course, a great example of this was here in Keene, which is where we live. We're in Keene, New Hampshire, and there was a business, still is, called Pho Keene
oh,
Great.
Yeah.
And it is a pho noodle soup business that got a lot of publicity when the government came after them. The town government threatened them. It was in December of this year. They came after them after...
Did you say the federal government?
The town government.
The town government. Okay, that's what I thought.
The town government came after them over the name of the business and said, this is a offensive name. We need to talk. And this was after 8 months of the business paying the town rent, because they're renting from the town government. The town, the city of Keene has a large building in downtown Keene, and they had an empty space in it, and they were going to rent it, and were renting it to these folks. So after 8 months of collecting checks from this business, then they decided they didn't like the name. As they were about ready to open their doors and put up their sign, they objected at that point.
But the thing to point out, though, is their name was already on the legal paperwork.
That's correct.
From when they rented.
Yeah,
so they had the opportunity to object.
Had 8 months of checks.
Right.
Maybe the person who took the initial application didn't have a sense of humor and didn't even see it.
Somebody didn't have a sense of humor, that's for sure. And they worked for the city. It was probably the city manager, because she was the one who called to threaten the owner. And of course, most business owners would have just said, "Okay, I'll do whatever you say," and they changed the name of their business just because the city gave them a tough time. In this case, this business owner did not just roll right over, and they did stand up for their freedom of speech, their freedom to name their business whatever they wanted to name their business, and they were willing to go head-to-head with the government about this if necessary. They were willing to go to court if necessary. Luckily, it didn't come to that. Because that business owner was willing to stand up, that made it so that people could get behind her, that made it so that she got publicity, getting even more people behind the business, getting news media to report on this, and making the government goons look like a bunch of thugs, look like a bunch of, people that are just trying to lord over in this case, a business owner who hadn't even opened her doors yet and had spent however many thousands of dollars renovating the place and all that. And after a few weeks of international-level publicity, the city completely backed down. They approved her sign permit, and she was allowed to put up her Keene Great sign right out front of her business. And it was a tremendous success. So every now and then, when business owners really do actually go ahead and stand up for themselves, sometimes they win, and it's a real victory. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We got Paul in New Hampshire listening online. Go ahead, Paul.
Hey, I actually have invested in Bitcoin, so I wanted to talk about my personal situation.
It's not work for him, and it's not going to work for you either. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Let me just explain, since I don't know, maybe these guys are new to the show. You don't understand how radio works. So just because you're watching us online on like Twitch or DLive, which is where we have our online video streaming at dlive.lrn.fm, for instance, you can watch for free there. Just because we're on those platforms doesn't mean we're an internet show. We're on actual broadcast radio stations. So if you had something intelligent to say, or if you actually had an honest question to ask, you would have your call heard by however many, I don't know, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of listeners. I don't know how many people we've got out there listening in the radio broadcast audience. But it's a lot more than probably the 10 or 20 that are watching us on the video streaming platforms. But because you say things that you really shouldn't say on the radio, we have what's called a dump button. And it's a nice little piece of technology that's existed for decades, this technology. This is not new technology. It's gotten better over the years, but it's not a new idea. That basically we can just knock out several seconds of audio before it even reaches those stations' transmitters. So, sorry, buddy. You didn't get anybody except those watching the video streams to hear you, and so you basically totally wasted the 40 minutes or however long it was that you sat on hold to do that. But it's not like you have anything better to do with your time. So, you know.
He waited 40 minutes for that?
I think so, yeah.
Wow. Oh, my God. That's longer than the line at Space Mountain. Space Mountain's wow. Way more fun.
Yeah. Although I will say this, we do have a open phones. We're open phones every night. But we're on the radio until 10 p.m. But tonight, it's Friday night, and so, Rich, you and I are going to be coming in a little bit later on after our radio show ends. We will be doing a internet-only version of the show, where if you want to say the thing that you said, we won't drop your call. You can say it, and we will sit here and listen and see if you have anything else to say.
Does anybody actually ever call in and do that
no.
on the after show? You know, and I wonder if that's because they're...
Well, without the FCC, where
right.
would the fun
right.
be?
Right. So in some sense, it's kind of funny in some sense that they do it on this show, because it's not really you're not doing it because of your own interest in censoring those words.
Yeah, I don't want to.
You're
censor
doing
them.
It because you don't have much. You don't really have a choice if you want to be on the radio.
Yeah, it wouldn't be a very popular thing with our program directors and the advertisers
yeah.
of those radio stations. So even if there wasn't an FCC, we may still
right,
end
right.
up
yeah, that's true.
Doing it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, because, again, you know, we're in a marketplace.
Yep,
and
that's a possibility.
There's certain things that are acceptable in that market. Once again, 855-450-FREE. But if you do want to get on the air and say things you can't say on the radio, stick around on dlive.lrn.fm about a half hour after our radio show's over, so like 10:30 p.m. Eastern tonight. We got more coming up. It's free time.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at HBExtract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED.
It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It is Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free to join us here. Our number for you is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We started out talking about cryptocurrency, and there's actually, I don't think we've even gotten into the the details of the story about the IRS apparently sending out threatening letters to over 10,000 clients from ostensibly Coinbase, people who may have purchased or sold a certain amount of $20,000 perhaps of Bitcoin. So we can tell you more about that, but one of the things that is the problem with buying on sites like Coinbase is they are entirely governmentally obedient. They will do most of everything the government tells them to do. Local.bitcoin.com, on the other hand, has kind of made a name for themselves as the privacy exchange because the communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. And further, you can meet people in person with cash or use other dozens of payment methods to buy and sell Bitcoin Cash at local.bitcoin.com. Now, as Rich Paul learned this week, if you use something like PayPal and Venmo and you cross whatever arbitrary thresholds they've set, they may close your account. In fact, I had my Venmo account closed last week, as I think you did as well.
Venmo and PayPal are gone for me.
Yeah, and that was like an 8-year-long PayPal account that you'd had, right? Like you'd had that for
a long time. Yeah, I'd had it for a long time. I used it as a cab driver, right. Took credit cards through it.
And just because you sold crypto, they got rid of you.
Uh-huh. Right?
So, you know, there are other ways to buy and sell. Again, there's dozens of payment methods, but I think it's important to warn people that if you care about your PayPal account, you probably shouldn't use it at the very least, a regular basis. You might be able to get away with some irregular purchases.
Well, that's true, but let's talk about the flip side of that coin, too, which is in the process of losing my PayPal account, I made like $4,000 in a couple of weeks.
Sure.
So basically, if anybody wants to go out and make some money, selling on local.bitcoin.com is a great way to do it.
As long as you're willing to sacrifice
the account. You're selling your PayPal account.
Right.
And there are some newer services. See, the one thing that PayPal cited to me is that they were concerned about chargebacks.
Oh, because they actually called you, which was interesting.
Yeah, they actually called me. They asked me questions.
Really?
And they hemmed and hawed for a while before they concluded. And that may be because it was an eight-year account that had had significant business usage before.
Yeah.
And the thing is, their excuse was concern about chargebacks, to which I said, well, you know, I've got a fund of 20% of what I've sold, which is expected, budgeted for chargebacks, basically.
You expect
and so far, I've had
point.
Zero of them. A, it's not your problem. It's my problem. B, I've got that problem well covered.
So you did dozens of trades without any single charge. Not one chargeback.
Nope, not a single chargeback. I lost one. I got ripped off one time for $70 because it was the first time that I sent them a PayPal request and got the money back. And I saw the request, and for some reason, it still said pending, and for some reason I saw paid, and I hit the button,
yikes.
And I was like, wait a minute, that wasn't paid.
Oops,
that was the
late.
Thing underneath it.
So, a user mistake, sloppy.
Yeah, that
mistake.
Was just me being sloppy, yep. But I never did get a PayPal chargeback. I had a few people claim that I had that they had paid when they had not, at which point an arbitrator comes on, and this is over the course. This is an hours long process.
Yeah.
The arbitrator isn't just there to chat with you.
Yeah.
But basically, the arbitrator would come on and he'd say, well, show us some evidence that you paid, and nobody ever responded to that. They just abandoned their claims at that point. And so they managed to lock my money up for 24 hours. But
you won the arbitration.
But I won every single arbitration.
So you're happy with local.bitcoin.com.
Love local.bitcoin.com. The only problem is, how do you move money? And right now I'm thinking Zelle is the most likely, and one of the reasons is because they don't even have a user interface where you can, complain to Zelle about a transaction.
Really?
There's no such thing as report Zelle on user. And Zelle says... Zelle says, only use this service with people that you trust, because we won't reverse your transactions.
Huh. I'll believe it when I see it. I hope that's true.
I believe it to the extent, and when I say to the extent, there are times, obviously, if the court... the court probably isn't going to order Zelle to do anything. If they come after money that's been transferred to you through Zelle, they're going to have to come to your bank with a court order that it be released to them to satisfy some debt or whatever. I don't think there's an easy way to do that, and I think Zelle was basically developed at least partially in response to the problem of reversible ACH transfers and putting something in between the two parties so that they're not reversible.
And
I think
you're
this
right.
is by design, because Bitcoin being irreversible is not a bug, it's a feature.
Right, and that is one of the other aspects we didn't talk about it when our earlier caller had asked.
It does make it
Bitcoin.
Kind of hard, it can potentially make it harder to get if there's nowhere locally to get it.
And the thing is, what's really needed, I think, is people who are selling for cash in person.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Cash and you know, anywhere. Because, you know, and I was literally pricing this stuff 50% above Finex spot.
Wow.
So if
on
I
PayPal.
Sold... Yeah, yeah. On PayPal. So if I sold $300... if I took in $300 worth of revenue, I'd put out $200, and the other $100 went in my pocket.
Yeah.
You might not be able to do quite that well doing it in cash, but at the same time, it's a quicker and easier transaction. And
well, on the other hand, though, Rich, if you're doing a cash in person, you're not going to have as much competition. At least with PayPal, there's several sellers right now on local.bitcoin.com that are willing to sell you crypto for PayPal. Whereas if you're in, you know, whatever city we're talking about here, there may only be one or two or zero people who are willing to sell, because it's still a new site.
Pretty much you see the Bitcoin vending machines, and you see a couple of people like me. But, of course, if you're going to do this, you know, there's a reason that check cashing stores have plate glass windows.
Sure, there's risk.
Consider it the same way you would consider going into the drug business.
Right.
You are pretty much, you can be assumed to be on your own more or less with the police.
Yeah, you've got to do your take care of your own security, whether that's digital from online or in real life. And I hope that most people realize these things when they, you know, oh, you're dealing with cash? Well, there's a chance somebody might want to take that from you. So you do have to be careful.
What?
There's no doubt.
Public spot. No, lots of cameras.
Yeah, public spot. McDonald's
bring,
or, you know
bring that. Bring that, arm yourself.
If you can, not everywhere.
That's true.
It's not allowed everywhere.
Yeah, and what I would probably do, you know, if somebody wanted to do a $20,000 transaction with me.
In real life, you mean?
Take it to a bank.
In real life, in, in cash, then chances are what I would do is say, great, meet me at my bank. And I would take that cash and I would put it in my bank account and I would transfer the money and then, you know, good luck getting that money back from the doctor.
I've actually done that exact situation with a customer who I was pretty sure was fraudulent. It turned out it was a little old lady. And but we just did.
She was legit.
Yeah, it was legit. It wasn't for crypto, but it was for a computer that she wanted to buy. But I was not willing. She basically, what happened was she sent us a money order, and it wasn't for them. She got the number wrong, and that's also a scam. That's exactly, you know, like that screams.
Somebody tried to hire me as a painter with that scam.
So we met at a bank. She literally went in, got the money for the money orders, and came out, handed me the money order, handed over the laptop,
and
that was it. Done deal. But it was a great solution to the security potential security problem that you could have.
So check out local.bitcoin.com. It's a pretty useful site, but you do have to be aware that, you know, it's risky. It's risky, and there's certain types of transactions that are riskier than others. For instance, anything involving cash, you know, if you're picking up money from Western Union, you got cash in hand. You know that can't be reversed.
Yeah.
Whereas,
I mean, when you say it's risky, it's probably more risky for the seller than the buyer, right? I mean, is that a first?
Yeah, I would say that's probably true.
Well, because of the way the site works, because it goes into escrow.
Right.
What you're selling goes into escrow if you're doing it on the site. Mm-hmm. So, that protects the buyer pretty well, because, you know, if the buyer has good evidence that they paid, then I think the arbitrator is going to side with the buyer.
Okay.
Although you still have to be cautious, because if you're a buyer and you buy from a seller that has, let's say, no feedback whatsoever, and the seller doesn't put the coin in escrow, and you're not paying attention and you don't notice, and you make the payment to the seller, then they can walk with the payment, and you didn't have the coin in escrow, so you can't, you would have no standing to complain about it because you weren't paying attention. So you still have to be careful. There's more coming up here in moments. 855, 450, free. We'll talk about the IRS crackdown on crypto coming up.
Ike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh! My dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas.
I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the winter time, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with this.